406 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. I find it interesting that the not-so-new mayor of the city of Richmond, the good Dr. Donnie Avulli, is inviting Henrico and Hanover to form some sort of a regional water advisory board. I mean, not a terrible idea. Let me be very clear. It's not a terrible idea. Better idea is for Hanover, anyway, to look at options other than the city of Richmond. Maybe my beloved Hanover County teams up with Henrico County. I don't know. But what has become clear, at least to me, as a layman, a civilian standing here on the outside, is that the city of Richmond does not have the infrastructure within its water department to maintain safe, potable water. That's all. Doesn't mean you hate anybody. You know, you're just a hater. I don't hate anybody. Well, there are a couple of people I hate. But for the most part, I don't hate anybody. Are there general categories of people I hate? Yes. If you are a child molester, I'm not interested in chatting. I hate you. You go out of your way to hurt animals. I hate you. But I live in Richmond. I don't hate you. Hell, man, the very first water crisis. You remember what I did on this program? Alone? Solo? Was to get people to bring water into the city and then have it distributed. God bless Reva Trammell, city council member for the 8th District, represents the South Side. She got the water distributed. That was water that my listeners brought from elsewhere. All right. I didn't mean to say I did it single-handedly. I just meant this show. Jeremy, of course, was working hard to do it. But nobody else. It was just me and Germ. Or Germ and me. I don't care. Which I don't care who gets the credit. No, actually, I guess I do. Yeah, Jeremy, it was all me. With some help from you. And most of the help came from Reva Trammell as well. So that's where I am on that. So no, I certainly don't hate anybody in that regard. But I live in Hanover. I want reliable water. That's it. And if it is too expensive for our county alone to do this water thing all on our own, it doesn't make any sense. It takes 20 years to put it together. Okay, I get that. I understand all of that. Next week, you know what, Jeremy? Let me call an audible here. Next week, can you do me a favor? Get Ryan Hudson back on. Ryan is on the Hanover County Board of Supervisors, represents the Mechanicsville District. Now, Ryan's a good guy. Ryan and I served together on the Community Services Board for quite some time. And he's somebody who knows. And he doesn't ever shy away from a discussion and getting into issues. So, yeah, Germ, do me a favor. Reach out to Ryan. Let's get him on. Because I also want to ask him about the increase. Remember, a couple of weeks ago now, I guess, we learned that the Hanover County School Board gave themselves a raise. They doubled their own salary. Oh, I'm sure my taxpayer dollars are going for that, but there's a part of me thinking, man, that's pretty cool. Because I'm pretty sure Jeremy and I could get together and hold a vote. I think it would be unanimous to double our salaries. In fact, we could even extend the vote. I would extend it out to Charles Pyle, who does a great job as our news guy. He's our news director, and we are so fortunate, so blessed to have Charles on this team. And let me tell you, absolutely doubly blessed to have him doing the news on this here little program, because he's just rock solid and decades of experience. But I think the three of us, given the opportunity, if we held a vote, I think we would vote to double our salary. I'm pretty sure. I don't do predictions like that hack of hacks, Larry Sabato. Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia. Larry Sabato is a terrible person. And Larry Sabato, quite frankly, should never, ever be asked his opinion on anything ever again. And while I like my pal Tyler Englander over there at 8 News, Tyler, I'm telling you, man, last thing you need is Sabato. Take a look at his posts comparing Donald Trump to the Nazis. Take a to Hitler. Take a look at his posts comparing Trump supporters to the Nazis. That's why, in my opinion, Sabato should never, ever again be asked anything other than perhaps, do you want fries with that? That really should be the only question anybody asks him. Should we be involved in bombing Iran? I think we should, probably. Let me explain the difference between Iran and Russia. People have said, well, we're not helping Ukraine, and, you know, Putin has nuclear weapons. You're absolutely right. Putin has nuclear weapons. No question about it. Putin, former KGB, and he's still in that mindset. Putin is a bad guy. Putin is, to his very core, an evil, rotten, vile human being. But you know what else he is? He's fat and lazy. Putin likes his life. Putin likes being the president of Russia. He likes living in palaces and eating caviar and doing any damn thing he wants. Which means he's not anxious to bring about the end of the world. He's not anxious to deploy nuclear weapons. Compare that to Ali Khamenei, who is the, quote, supreme leader of Iran. He is bat crap crazy. He is the head of a death cult that is determined to bring about the apocalypse, the end of the world, so that the 12th Imam will return, the Mahdi. He is willing to give up his life. He is anxious to bring about the end of the world, and God help us if he gets nuclear weapons. That's it. Okay. Don't we have a little bit of a John Stewart? I want to take a listen to that and remind you about our James River Air text line as well, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let's take a listen. Cut number one, John Stewart.
For a second, and talk about the macro idea of risk assessment within this world. The one thing about Israel that I truly do not understand is this idea of they won't live in a world of risk, but we live in a world of risk. There is no zero risk. It's this idea of if there is one suicide attack that is done by a Palestinian, well, then we must remove Hamas, or we must wage war until we are safe. And that just seems like a fundamentally flawed. The United States certainly lives in a world of risk. Russia has nuclear weapons. China has nuclear weapons. North Korea has nuclear weapons. They've all expressed at different times antipathy towards the United States, or a desire to use them, in North Korea's case, against the United States. So this idea that we can create a world where there is no risk, it seems that what they create is a world of instability where everything is at risk.
Yes.
And so I just want to get at the underlying fundamental principle that is being deployed here that's causing such destruction in Gaza and all of this death, as though you can create a world of no risk through violence. It makes no sense to me. Ben, what is your thought on that larger principle?
My thought is that you're a moron. That's my thought. That's my professional assessment, Mr. Stewart, now that I've listened to you. I think you're just an idiot. Because you clearly have not paid attention to what it is that Israel has said. This is not about eliminating all risk. This is about eliminating immediate risk. This is about eliminating risk, which is at your front door. Now, Mr. Stewart, you don't live in a world of risk. You live behind gates. You live with bodyguards. You live a pretty damn cushy life. That's the difference. I'm always amazed and disappointed to hear someone like a John Stewart weigh in that way. Man, how awful is that? It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
What a maroon.
4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Do you want to know when the 100-degree temps get here? Yeah, you do. Look. Tonight's the night to enjoy. because it's going to be partly cloudy, some light winds, lows of 66. Man, you could probably go just open the windows. But starting tomorrow, right through next week, we are in the 90s. Couple of days at 100 degrees, couple of days just below 100 degrees, and a day or two above 100 degrees. No relief in sight on that one. Even the long-range stuff, now we're all the way into 4th of July. So we got a lot of hot weather coming our way. That's going to do some brutal, brutal things to your car. That's my thought anyway. And we'll get some insight. My brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, will be here at 4:35. Stan, during the week, will be found at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. During the Saturday morning hours, though, 8 o'clock in the morning, you know where you find him? Right here. News Radio WRVA hosts the best weekend radio show anywhere. It is called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. So you'll make sure at 4:35 to be sure to be here to get some tips to keep that car functioning right. And everybody's going to have their air conditioning on. There's no question about that, right? So let me just tell you something I came across a little bit earlier today. I'm going to let Stan talk. In fact, I'm going to ask Stan to talk about it. But I came across this earlier today. They are doing a special free air conditioning performance test. They're doing that at both Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service. Those are both Stan and Megan operations. They have different names just because Arts had been around for so long with that name. They thought, well, everybody knows Arts. We'll leave it there. But it's the same great people. It's Stan and Megan and Robbie. I mean, he's a Ford guy and all, but otherwise a pretty cool dude. And he's solid, man. He manages both of those stores. But both Certified and Arts will have free air conditioning performance tests. You've got to go to the websites to get, it's a coupon, basically. But you need that coupon to get that free test. So if you go to any of my Facebook pages, you can look at Radio Cats or The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. I've got it posted there, make it nice and easy to you. I'm reading, as I do every Friday afternoon, great writing from my pal Dave Saunders. Dave, of course, created Madison & Main, which is an amazing public relations firm, advertising firm. They do great work. They really do. But in addition to that, Dave bought the Tea Room, the Texas Inn out in Lynchburg. And he bought both of them down in Lynchburg, actually. Then he decided to open some more. And he's got a great piece today in his weekly newsletter. He says, you know, I've been in marketing my whole life. I know how to do these things right. And I forgot about one thing. I forgot the sign that says open. I thought, well, how weird is that? But how many businesses are there that have not put the open sign out or have not lit up an open sign, you know, that glows in the dark or something, man? It is so basic, but it's just great to see somebody call that out and say, don't forget to do that. You may have the best business in the world and nobody knows you're open. You might have the best business in the world and for whatever reason you are not BBB accredited with the Better Business Bureau. That's something else you better address. Seriously, you better go and get Better Business Bureau accredited because I'm going to do what my father used to do. And that's only deal with people who have got that Better Business Bureau accreditation. That's how much I think of my business as BBB accredited. It is 425 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Live Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. You think it's hot today? Is it hot enough for you? I hate that question, but everybody's asking, is it hot enough for you? Now you can answer them. It is, but it doesn't matter because next week, we will have days of 100 degrees, days right below 100 degrees, and days above 100 degrees. How about them? Really, really fried apples. You know, if they're fried with brown sugar, they're really yummy. But anyway, I digress. All right, so we got hot weather coming up. And I'm here to tell you that that's going to wreak some havoc with your cars. I did mention these special air conditioning performance tests that Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service are doing. And I'm going to let Stan Andruski explore that more. But Stan joins us every Friday afternoon. He is my brother from another mother. During the week, you will find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. And on Saturdays, 8 o'clock in the morning, best weekend radio show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski is on this very radio station. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz, the one and only Jeff Katz. Good afternoon, bro. How are you?
I am fine, but I am fearful. Next week is going to be hot.
Oh, there's no need to fear at all. You know, I told you I was really excited last weekend, announced it for the first time, something we're trying to do for the summer for people. There's so much in the automotive industry that doesn't seem to have like an automotive standard, so to speak. You know that for the last few years, I've been working my hardest to get that fixed. Yeah. So that even technicians who have been in it for a long time can come together and say, yes, we agree. And if we don't, what should we do to be able to realize that this is what we should be doing on cars, right? Just a standard. Why do we suggest doing that? And it doesn't exist. Your standards come basically from the people you trust who have been doing it for a long time. So what I want to do is I want to clarify and help people with that heat. It is no, if it's too cold out and you don't have heat, you know, it's not like some kind of, wow, something bad could happen. You could die. If it gets too hot in your car, same thing. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying, like, you cannot mess around in Virginia when this heat comes like this, just like you can't when it gets cold out. And so we just want to, both shops, you know, Certified Auto Repair, they've been open since 2012 with us. And then we added Arts last February, not this one, the one before in 23, built it all up, got it to the standards we felt like we could start working out of it better, following the warranties, master certified techs in every bay. And now both stores are going to do this all summer long. So if your AC is not working, you want to know why, set up an appointment. It's the free AC checks. We're going to tell you what's going on with it. We're going to hook the gauges up. Most of the time, believe it or not, to get cold air, it's not always that expensive. Okay, the average AC repair ticket is usually under $1,000. It's probably more closer to $200, which usually involves the most common repair is an O-ring leak. An O-ring leak and a recharge of Freon, and you're on your way. Those are the most common problems. However, we don't mind figuring out what the problem is within reason, right? If it's going to be something that's going to take us hours to diagnose, we're obviously not going to be able to sit there and do that for all these customers for free. I mean, we've got guys that are qualified, but we definitely have enough AC machines, enough AC equipment, enough experience to say, come on by, set up an appointment. We're asking people to please bring the coupons off the website, even if you have it on your phone while you're there. Mm-hmm. We'll take that, right? We just want to make sure that you're getting it from the website and that you're making an appointment, because we have so many people coming in, as you can imagine, just for this deal, that we have our regular work we do every day too in there, right? So we're trying to manage this in a manageable way. I know this week we've got almost 60 appointments just from the little bit that we advertised, me on Saturday and you this week. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. Sure. So almost 60 cars from that, and next week's going to be even hotter. So please don't hesitate to call either Arts Automotive Service, which is at 1214 Athens Avenue, or Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue. And so Monday through Friday, they're open. Guys, our people do not want to be open on the weekends, and if they do, we'll open for y'all. But right now, they want to be with their families, and so we try to honor that. Yeah. And we still get cars out in a very quick, usually within a day turnaround is our turnaround time for just about every car that comes in. So please, if you need help with it, let us help you.
Stan, tell everybody a little bit about some of the risks from the heat for the car. The one that I mentioned is one that I have experienced personally because, as you know, we used to live out in Las Vegas, in Nevada. We lived in the desert where it was 114 days for 30 days in a row. And cars in those conditions, man, they go through batteries like you and I change our socks. I had never known that because I came from back east, right? All I knew was snow and ice. I knew that wasn't great, but, you know, what could the heat do? It'll destroy your battery. It does terrible damage if it's bright sunshine, obviously, to the paint. But mechanically, besides the battery What does it do? And can we take steps to protect the battery?
Yeah, I mean, the batteries are always, anytime there's a heat or extreme cold situation, you're going to have battery issues. I always say, I try to, you know, we only carry Interstate. They usually have a 3-year free replacement on those batteries, no questions asked. And I like that warranty. I'm a big person of, if your product's good, or the service that you offer, even at Certified and Arch, you know we give a 3 or 36,000 mile warranty minimum on all the repair work we do.
Right.
And so if your work is good, I say, where are the receipts for that? Excuse me, my puppies are going, where are the receipts for that?
Yep.
Right? And so we like to bring receipts for that. Just like BG, we're going to give you a lifetime warranty on your engine if you, you know, you use our products, your transmission, if you use their products. Well, that's bringing receipts. I haven't seen Pennzoil or Mobile One or anybody else, Amsoil, do that. And so you got to understand, I love when a company comes up and says, our batteries are good enough that we're going to give you a free 3-year or 36 month replacement warranty, right? No questions asked. If the battery's bad, you get a new one.
That's
and then
right.
Most of them also give you an additional few years to do that. So those batteries, the better premium batteries are generally going to last longer.
Mm-hmm.
Starting your car on a regular basis, parking it in the shade, it really does make a big difference when it comes down to those things. The other thing is, if you're in there for those AC checks, we're going to be inspecting your fluids and everything else for you for free as well.
Okay.
We're going to look it over, make sure your coolant is not at a situation where if we fix your AC system, believe it or not, that puts a bigger load on the battery, on the electrical system, and on like your coolant and other fluids. So we're going to check and make sure we're not going to fix your AC problem here, and then you're going to run into a, you know, say your coolant isn't at the correct level to be able to cool your vehicle down, right? So we're going to look at those things and be able to give you a full idea, and then give you, as you know, my wife came in and said, we need priorities. We can't just be, a lot of people don't understand what it takes to take care of a car. And so we go through them, you know, from head to toe. But we're going to tell you that these are the things that, A, you came in here for, and are safety related that could cause an issue. And then, B, we're going to talk to you guys and to anybody who brings it in about, you know, these are things you can possibly wait on. These are things that you can, you know, that you can take your time with.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
And no, sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say that's the way to do it. And Megan came up with that and was, you know, correct as per usual, Stan. I don't care if you are a grown blank man. She was right. And that is the way that that you need to do that. Some of the other things that I think, again, you tell me, we're talking about the fluids, we're talking about the battery, but what about belts and hoses? They're not thrilled with 112 degree weather either, are they?
No, sir, and that's one of the things that you'll see. When you look at your maintenance manual these days, it doesn't tell you when they recommend replacing your hoses or your belts or anything like that. And so you have to go by people who have worked in the industry for a long time and what we've seen, and then you go by the people who make the belts. And so, yeah, just being checked up. If you have your oil change done by a professional service or a professional shop that does professional services, you're going to be in there getting checked on a regular basis, right? Every 50, every 7,000 miles or so, every few months you're going to be in there. And they're going to be keeping up with that if they're a local representative, if they're a very good shop that could represent you and take care of what's going on, right? So they're going to be looking at it, and they're going to be coming up with answers for you that are what you need to know. When do most manufacturers say we need to replace our belts? Right around 90 to 100,000 miles. When are we supposed to replace our struts, you know, and our shocks? About 75,000 miles. So, yes, keeping up on top of those things. But what about if you knew about it 6 months ago, right, and now you're coming in to get a state inspection, your car is in good shape, and you're like, you know what? The belts are overdue. You told me about this 6 months ago. And I have the budget now to be able to do that. That's the goal here, is to spread it out. And as you and I both have talked about, matter of fact, Jerm reminded me every call, your producer, Jeremy, said, hey, man, I just keep telling everybody, it's so hard to believe, but everything I look at is true. You know, for every dollar you spend in maintenance, you save now 5 to 7 in repair.
Wow.
Think about that. So if you spend $1,000 in maintenance over 2 years, which is easily due on these newer cars, it is. You're saving $5,000 to $7,000 over the lifetime of the vehicle for repairs.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. So you have to maintain and take care of the things you love. Simple as that.
Simple as that. Well, listen, I always appreciate the great insight. Now, remind everybody, we're talking about these air conditioning tests, the AC performance tests at both Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service. What folks need to do is download that coupon. You want to give everybody the websites?
Yeah, absolutely. For Arts Automotive Service, it's artsautomotiveservice.com.
Okay.
artsautomotiveservice.com.
Okay.
And, you know, again, that's Monday through Friday, 8:30. You there? You there?
Yep. Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
I lost you. Sorry. 8 to 5:30.
Right.
8 a.m. to 5:30. Same thing with Certified Auto Repair.
Mm-hmm.
Certified Auto Repair is the same hours, you know, and it never fails. We're going to go and do the exact same thing at both shops. So if you're closer to one or the other, you're going to get the same service, things like that. For Certified Auto Repair, it's CertifiedAutoRVA.com, CertifiedAutoRVA.com.
Fair enough. Stan, I always appreciate you being here. It's going to be exciting to hear In the Garage with Stan Andruski tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. That is my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, and his shops. There are two of them now, Certified Auto Repair and Arts Automotive Service. You will find them online, artsautomotiveservice.com, certifiedautorva.com. Download those coupons so you can get in there and get that free air conditioning exam, that free air conditioning performance test, and that way you're not going to melt next week when it's in excess of 100 degrees. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Oh, is it ever Friday night? Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It's Friday. I know about you, it's weird. For whatever reason, this Friday just feels, in many ways, even better than other Fridays. Why is this Friday different from other Fridays? Manish, I don't know why. But it's a good day. Maybe it's because it's the coolest day we're going to see in a while. Yeah, we're only like at 90 degrees. Pfft, might as well get your mittens and your winter jacket out, right? Next week into the 100-degree range and 100-degree plus. Next week as well. I am thrilled to tell you that Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears is going to be here. I was looking at the rundown coming up for Monday morning. Monday morning with Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News. Our Attorney General, Jason Meares, who's a great, great guy. I don't know if Jason has ever chatted with Rich before. So that's going to be interesting. Jason Meares, I think, is such a fine human being and a world-class attorney general. We are fortunate. We really are. We're fortunate that he is in that post. So anyway, Monday morning, Jason Meares is going to be with Rich Herrera. Next week, Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears is going to be with me, and I'm looking forward to chatting with her. It's been too long. I am very sincere when I tell you. She's clearly the better woman for the job of governor. That's my sense. You can argue with it if you want. I'm right. But go ahead. You can argue with it. So Winsom Sears will be with us next week. Looking forward to all of that. But listen Monday morning as well, please, because you want to hear what Jason Meares has to say. Jason Meares has got an interesting race against this Jay Jones. I don't know exactly how or why the Dems did what they did, except that's who the Democrat Party is now. They just keep trying to out-radical each other. And you take a look at the lieutenant governor slot as an example. Right? Ghazala Hashmi? Wow. Okay. I've been on board with my friend John Reed since day one. Day one. I don't have any problems with that at all. Never have. And he's clearly the better person for the job. I would like to see all of the statewide candidates on the GOP side. I'm a Republican. I make no apologies for it. I'd like to see them do a couple of events together, sure. I don't know if that is the most important thing in the world, but it would be nice. We'll see how that plays out. Maybe it will. Maybe well, I don't know. I can tell you honestly, I haven't chatted with anybody about that, except to offer my opinion, oftentimes unsolicited, but you know me, I just feel compelled to share it anyway, that it would be nice to have some sort of a all-for-one, one-for-all kind of event. And then there you go. I do think that John has attracted a lot of attention and a lot of support and is a very popular, likable guy. I mean, John is easy to like, you know what I mean? So I think that they're great people on our side. And Winston Sears is a brilliant, tough woman who's done great things. Jason Miarza, I mean, I just talking about Jason, I love him in that attorney general role. So I'm excited about this. So that's going to be next week. Coming up in a couple of moments, good friend of mine, Bolly Jarrett, will be here. He's doing some great positive leadership stuff, and I want him to share the details. It is 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.